Ryan from Group Love, and you're listening to
Tufts Freeform Radio.
too soon. I don't know how to live without my headless
throat. I think I'm doing it now. Sorry about that. Okay, this is Daria, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're about to have we're going to have our normal co-host, and then we're also going to have a special guest soon. And this special guest is the theme of this episode. So for now, enjoy some Fiona Apple while I let our guests in. And I will not let you in. My pretty mouth will frame the phrases that will disprove your faith in me. So if you catch me trying to find my way into your heart from under your skin, fast as you can, baby, scratch me out for yourself. Fast as you
things I imagine. things I imagine.
Take it.
Hold on. Okay.
Hello.
Did that...
Wait, maybe turn off the... Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Hello? Did that work?
Hello?
Wait. What? What is... Oh, I think it... I think it's on.
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I hear me too. Hey, okay.
Oh, can you... The knob on the side.
Knob, true. Knob. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Okay, so Bella's back.
Hello, we're so back.
We have a guest that we want to introduce.
Hello.
This guest originally had a radio show at this very studio, but now is a community member. And is our dear, dear community member. This is Miller Reed.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
The theme of our show, or the name of our show, is Second Breakfast, because we like to have a second breakfast every day. Do you have a favorite second breakfast?
I'd say my favorite second breakfast would probably be a banana.
That's beautiful.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We have three bananas in the fridge right now.
Which is a perfect amount
because we get through maybe, if we're lucky, three.
Yeah.
There might be one left over.
And they're always rotting. Miller and I technically lived together this summer, and something about the food in that home is it was always gone through, regardless.
Absolutely. I mean, there were 10 of us living there.
So makes sense. While we're talking, I'm going to send you guys a little message so we don't get the ping. Did it work?
Good.
Okay. Jam incoming.
Wow, computer science.
Speaking of, Spotify Wrapped came out this morning.
That
Miller,
was big.
What do you have?
Let me check right now.
Have you opened it yet?
I was opening it in the car on the way here.
Perfect.
And I didn't have time. So
I'm excited.
I can do mine because I just was looking at it.
Okay, I'm going to have to pull mine up.
Okay.
I know, literally.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is really... if anyone knows me, they'll be like, yes. So my top songs were... Sunshine Baby by the Japanese House, Touching Yourself by the Japanese House. This is the funny part. Apple featuring the Japanese House.
Obviously.
Which is the Charlie XCX remix.
Didn't come out that long ago. That's quite impressive.
Juna and Sexy to Someone, both by Claro.
True.
And then my top
artist. One of the many Juno or Junas out right
now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Let's talk about
that. Did you hear about the Sabrina Carpenter, Barry Keoghan, like potential breakup?
They're taking a break. Yeah.
They're taking a break.
What is this based on?
Twitter? Pop Crave? Yeah.
I feel like they're always taking a damn break. I don't know.
I feel like they were lovering.
Going steady.
They were going steady, yeah.
Maybe she's going to date Marcelo Hernandez.
I kind of need that, personally.
Do you know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
He's the SNL star. He's on SNL.
Okay.
And he sang at her concert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my top artists, to no one's surprise, were The Japanese House, Charlie XCX, Claro, Big Thief, and Adrian Lanker.
True.
The Big Thief and Adrian Lanker, the bottom's killing me.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah.
Millie, do you want to go?
Wait, how many minutes did you get?
Oh, I don't... Let me check. But you...
Wait, what's your minutes?
It was really scary.
So my minutes... I have the most minutes I've ever had. I have 72,000.
Oh my God.
It's because I have 44,000 of podcasts, and those 44,000 of podcasts are White Noise Machine playlists.
That's awesome. So funny.
Do you listen to White Noise? Is that your go-to?
No, when I sleep, I like to have White Noise. And normally, like at home, I have a White Noise Machine.
True.
But this year, I was away from home for so much that I just played it on my phone.
Yeah. Wait, okay.
It was 72,000?
72,000.
I had 52,000.
Okay.
Wow. What percent of your music was not in English?
Is there a percentage?
No, I'm just like, based on
your
how many of five?
One.
Wow.
Two.
Okay.
Two. Sorry. Two of my five were non-English. Yeah.
For those who don't know, Miller was in France for the past year.
Yes. Dario was in France for a summer.
I was also in France for the summer, yeah. But less good at French than these two.
No.
All right, get in there. You guys gonna start speaking French?
Je ne parle pas beaucoup de français.
Moi non plus.
Okay, fine. Okay, let's hear your Wrapped.
So my top five artists are They Are Gutting a Body of Water. Number two is Machine Girl.
Oh, that's good.
Three is Safety Trance. Four is that one's Spanish, so that's like a Spanish one. And then the fourth one is Uriel, which is a French one. And that's just I listen to this one song and then by repeat. Like on repeat for like a month straight.
That's awesome.
And then my fifth one is Charlie XCX because I really liked the 365 remix, so I listened to that a lot.
The Shy Girl
so
one.
Yeah,
really
and then
good.
All the top songs are kind of random, so I'll just skip those.
Okay, that's exciting. Obviously Miller actually is WMFO coolest member ever. Because those were all very cool. Whereas mine is so... okay, top songs. Cinderella by Remy Wolf. Literally most fun song ever. Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. Hot to Go. I Can Change by LCD Sound System. And Murder on the Dance Floor Triple J Remix.
I love I Can Change, though. I love that song.
Those last three. Those last four.
So funny.
Elite.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Charlie was actually my top artist. Obviously, it was not even close to a high percentage because everyone is in the same boat. I was just having a lot of fun. Also, because I feel like a lot of my time this summer was spent cleaning.
That was
what I would listen to because it's just like... nice noise.
Because I know Emma got like the June was your like pop. Indie sleaze strut pop. I got the same exact one because I was just listening to Charlie XCX.
Yeah, and it was like Charlie Troy, like Beyonce. I don't know.
Because everyone was like happy, I think, for like this stretch.
It's beautiful. We're going to have to come on and do a PSA immediately after this song.
That's okay.
Okay, actually, wait. Let's talk about the last few songs. Okay, so the theme of the episode is Miller. And the first couple songs were just songs that Miller sent me that I really love because I love the music that Miller loves. So the first one was Fast as You Can by Fiona Apple.
I love it.
The next one was Things I Imagine by Solange. Next one was Holland, 1945. I think I put 1965 on the thing, so that's my bad. In case you were looking at it.
Different time, different historical era.
Yeah, I know. That's so my bad. And then most recently we played Slide Tackle by the Japanese Breakfast. Oh, sorry, guys.
I saw this tweet.
Fatal error.
I saw this tweet, and it was like the Japanese house and Japanese breakfast should get together and make a Japanese bed and breakfast.
That's funny.
That is funny.
That's
sweet.
I do like that one. Yeah. Maybe I actually would love that collab. That'd be really beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for a little talking heads, and then we'll be the talking heads and come on and do a PSA. Okay. Wait. Actually, I'm going to pretend to keep talking while I fade this. Okay.
You could hear the highway breathing, and she could see a nearby factory. She's making sure she is not dreaming. See the lights of her neighbor's house. Now she's starting to rise. Take a minute to concentrate, and she opens up her eyes. The world was moving, she was right there with it, and she was. The world was moving, she was floating above it, and she was. And she was. And she was drifting through the backyard, and she was taking off her dress, and she was moving very slow. The world was moving.
That was a really nice song. Thank you, Miller.
You're welcome.
Kenon Boys by the Radio Department. Dept.
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 Dept. Okay, we have a public service announcement for y'all.
Of course. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself.
Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first.
For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First.
For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First.
Wait, did I?
This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Did you do that on purpose?
You started doing it.
Okay. I would also like to point out, Bella and I have accidentally made it a theme of the show that, like, people are fucking disgusting. Sorry. Especially on college campuses, like, I do not know where people did not, like, learn how to cough into their sleeve, but that does not happen.
Just, like, I've been hearing that wet cough.
No, that's like exactly the
right
thing.
Behind me.
I'm also like,
he's right behind me, isn't he?
if you are like coughing up phlegm, you are sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do something about that. I hate it.
Wash your hands.
I know. At the very, like, if you're coughing up phlegm, like, maybe wear a mask.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna like put that into the space. We can like hold space for the mask.
Yeah. Truly. This is actually the like 18th time we've talked about this.
Someone in cold and flu media. It's important.
I know. Wait, what? Are you in cold and flu media?
Absolutely.
What's it? Wait. Do you want to tell us about your job?
No, it's just some wicked things.
Oh, true. Okay. Okay. Should we keep playing? I guess we'll keep playing music because we played like 4 songs. I really hope no one on eBoard was listening to me swear on accident. Anyways, sorry about that, guys. That was an accident. Also, this is not an official PSA, but yesterday was Giving Tuesday. But you can still donate to WMFO online if you want to give money, because even though this is ad-free radio, it's not free to run. So please donate to WMFO if you like what you hear, even if you don't like what you hear. Anyways, this is a song that I think Bella knows, but Miller told me about, so this is exciting for everyone.
Interesting.
Get ready.
I'm excited.
Still go fast.
We love to talk. Right now, you're listening to Not Tight by Domi and JD Beck and Thundercat. It's very fun. We should talk over this more.
It's awesome. That's just another concert I saw with Constantine, and it had like a dinner service. It was really funny.
Shout out. Before that, you heard Derby by Mama. Well, actually, I'm doing reverse order now. Enix Wake, Full Body 2. Do you have anything you want to say about that, Miller?
Just a pleasant song.
It is nice. That was when we had 15 seconds left, and someone needed to cue something, and I enjoyed it.
I was just sitting there on my November playlist.
That's beautiful. I'm excited to listen to your November playlist. Is it fall themed?
Not at all. It's just like, if I like a song in a certain month, I'll add it to my
month. No, I am the same way, yeah.
I can't do a themed playlist.
I was going to say, I also can't. Also because it's like, if I'm thinking of a theme, I'm just going to play those songs.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Like, the playlist already exists in your head.
Exactly.
Right. That's beautiful.
Well, also now there's all the, like, blank mix on.
Okay, and
those are pretty good.
I like them. I like them.
I enjoy it.
Lock me up.
The daily mix too. I enjoy the daily mix because it shows you exactly what it is. And
yeah.
It's like enough of new stuff, enough of your old stuff.
Mm. Right.
Okay, wait. After that, you heard Killing Time by Magdalena Bay. Imaginal disc. Imaginal disc. Controversial in this room, apparently.
Not controversial. I don't think I get it.
Okay. Not yet.
Not yet.
I think it's what you
mean. Not yet. I need to listen to it again.
Miller, thank you for coming back to the studio to be with us.
Of course. It's a pleasure.
If you haven't gotten the chance yet, WMFO, coolest place in the world. Come by. Come to the studio. Come spin some records, which we have not done. Actually, you did it once.
I did it once. It was stressful.
Yeah, but you did awesome.
Thanks.
I guess we'll give our outro on the next song.
One, yeah.
What other topic should we talk about?
I can't believe I just turned 45.
Yeah.
Oh my god, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Something about Miller is he'll just lie at any time.
No.
And it's really hard for me to tell.
Lie.
Oh my god,
no.
A big song is coming on.
Oh. Well, let's listen to this big song.
Okay.
As I celebrate my big age.
Happy birthday, Miller.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy 45th birthday, Miller.
The big 4-5.
Thank you for being here. Let's all enjoy some Lady Gaga.
Can't read my poker face.
Okay, no one else consented to this, but I'm playing No One Mourns the Wicked.
Oh, this is a freaky banger.
From the Wicked soundtrack.
And can we talk about Wicked for a second?
Yeah.
Wait, we can't because Daria's
okay. So I keep getting too stressed the day I'm supposed to see Wicked. And
when that feeling when you keep getting so stressed the day you're supposed to see Wicked.
We're not gonna sing, and I know this can be really hard.
We're not gonna sing.
We're not gonna. This is also the original version because okay, basically the Wicked movie. There's so much joy and surprise, and I don't want to ruin surprise.
Yes.
And so, I have been avoiding the media online and the discourse about the
Unfortunately,
Wicked.
Unfortunately, she lives in a house with me.
Yes, it's true.
It's like I'm a jukebox for musical theater.
But I keep walking around the house and saying, no, wait, actually, we're about to hear it. Actually, we're not going to hear it for like 5 more minutes. This song is forever long. Anyways.
Listen. This like...
Kind of hit that. Anyways, yeah. Wicked, I love it. For the 16 listeners we have, I know now we're gonna have zero. Sorry, Georgia.
The like people that are like just playing it in the background and their store are like turning it off actively
yeah,
right now.
Literally. Okay. All I gotta say is No One Mourns the Wicked. But it's just so fun. Like, when you give into joy, musical theater can be really fun.
Go out and see Wicked, guys.
Including me. I would like to be the one to see Wicked. I would like to be one
guys,
of them.
Guys. One of the guys.
One of the guys. Well, I'm really excited. I love Ariana Grande. I love Cynthia Erivo. I love Bowen Yang, even though he has a tiny part.
No, but it... Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it.
Well...
Trust me, I saw Bowen.
Oh, I saw him. And Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah,
her singing.
Well, I love Michelle.
Yeah.
I love Jeff Goldblum. Welcome back, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I know. When she's like, she has that intro on Wizard and I, her only song. Classic. For those of you who have never seen Wicked, I know this conversation is really confusing. Anyways, you should just listen because it's so
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Like orchestrated.
Okay.
And composed.
Miller was sending an email. Thank you for joining us. He can't respond. Okay.
Hey.
Thank you. Okay.
So this...
Please donate to WMFO.
Bleak.
Bleak. Okay. This is...
Bella.
And Daria.
With Second Breakfast. And you're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO.
Remember, Tufts Freeform Radio. And, you know what? You're listening to Wicked.
So enjoy this.
Goodness knows.
Goodness knows. The Wicked lives are lonely.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for joining us. I'm so sorry.